What is the verse? Bande Bhakti Vinodanam Goro Shakti Srupakam Bhakti Shastra Artha Gyam Radha, huh? Radha Rasa Shudha Nityam. Is that the last line? Hmm? Hare Krishna. There is the Amavasya and disappearance, the Tirubhav of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Srila Gadadhar Pandit, and it's also the Gundicha Marjan of pastimes of the Lord. And I'm already answering. So, but you can ask the question. Ask the question.
Pavan Krishna Prabhu from Russia sent a question saying, what is the purity of Krishna consciousness?
Yes, so the Gundicha Marjan is more obvious, that the word Marjan means to cleanse. And that is celebrated by Mahaprabhu and his devotees in Puri in preparation for the Rath Yatra tomorrow of Jagannath. And also, is it also tomorrow in India, just to make sure? Because sometimes our calendar's a little different. But thematically, we're always told, you make the heart pure to receive the Lord. Even in social etiquette in this world, when you offer someone, invite someone to your place, don't we always clean the place first? If you're going to invite guests, we go around and make sure everything is clean, and especially check where they're going to sit. We want everything to be very nice. That is a normal human gesture, right? You're inviting, then make everything as nice as possible. So what to speak of Krishna? And we're told one of the reasons that Balaram appears first, remember, in Devaki. Balaram appears there, and then he's transferred to Rohini. And it's mentioned perhaps by Vishwanath Chakrabarti Thakur that when he leaves from Devaki to Rohini, that he leaves behind his Ananta expansion. And we see this crossover into the Rath Yatra. The representations of Ananta is the throne, the Shingasan, the ropes, the Upavit, the Brahmin, many things. And it reminds me, because there's heart involved here, we have to remember, Balaram has so much love for Krishna. Anantadev has so much love for Krishna. In this world, in the romantic poetry or songs, there's a line they say in various ways about toward the beloved, wanting to be the ground that they walk on, or something like that. Like, their heart is so overflowing with joy and you could say service aspiration. They say, I would like to be the ground you walk on, and this and that. And, well, in Anantadev, it's actually realized he is the ground that the Lord walks on, and the throne upon which he sits, and so many other things. So although we take the heart of Devaki to be purest of the pure, that's why Baladev himself is appearing there, still he's in the form of a Shingasan, but remember, a Chinmoy Shingasan. Right? Vaikuntir Prithivyari Sakala Chinmoy. All the spiritual world is comprised of chinmoy, spiritually enriched conscious substance, enriched with what? The highest type of devotion or dedicating tendency. So his expansion is there as a Singhasan in the heart of Devaki for the arrival of Krishna. So that same principle there, that Gundicha represents Vrindavan, and Puri, Jagannath Puri, represents Dwaraka. So Dwaraka Krishna and what is the mood of the celebration of Mahaprabhu and his devotees is similar to when Radharani and Brajagopis and other inhabitants in Vrindavan, on the plea of the solar eclipse, they need to engage in some auspicious holy activities in a holy place, and they go to Kurukshetra, and Krishna and the queens of Dwaraka go to Kurukshetra. So on the plea of this solar eclipse is there and the necessity of some very auspicious, you know, religious performances, they get to meet after 100 years of separation. And we've heard in English, there's the expression, and I'm sure it's some version of it is in every language, that absence makes the heart grow fonder, that when you're separated from someone, a deeper kind of love is expressed from the heart, in that sense, a greater depth of heart. And when we speak of Srimati Radharani and Brajagopis in the Gopi Gita there, and as very beautifully expressed by Vyas, showing his poetic skills and coming from the hearts of the Brajagopis, as Gurudev pointed out, those foundational slokas of the Bhagavatam, like Janmad Yasya Yatonvayad Itaratas Cha Arteshu Abhigyaswarat Dharma Projita Kaita Votra Paramo Nirmat Saranam Satam. He said it's like the dancing of elephants. It's astonishing, but you want to keep your distance. Right? He said, whereas in Gopi Gita, when he's expressing the hearts of the Brajagopis, there's this shift in this beautiful poetic meter. What is it? Every seven. Tava katam ritam tap. Jivanam kavibir idasham kalmasha apaham srimad ata. There's like every seven syllables there's a internal rhyme, and it's suddenly it's shifting this very sweet, beautiful poetic meter to express the sentiments from their hearts, of which one given there is Atati yad bhavana nikananam tutir yugayate tamapasyatam kuntila kuntalam srimukam jate yada udikshitam pakshmakridrasham. Pakshmakrit means the eyelids. There's some, and these, as Guru said, half civilized, silly jungle girls who are normally very well behaved and they know how to deal with superiors, they're finding fault with Brahma, the creator, saying, what? He doesn't know how to create properly. Yes, he makes eyes that blink. And when we're drinking the nectar of the beauty of the form of Krishna, then blinking comes. Oh, what is this? He doesn't know how to create properly. Yes, I agree. That's true. So they can't tolerate that. And what are we told to understand on a comparative way? Union and separation. Because is it merely a slogan where we say, you know, union and separation, or that union yields a superior achieves the heart achieves greater depth and yields superior substance in separation. The Rasa Leela is the Brahma Ratri, a night of Brahma. Sahasra Yuga Parjantam Ahor Yad Brahmano Vidu means 1,000 yugas, 4,300,000,000 years. Right. So the dance, again, in the romantic poetry, the never-ending dance, to dance the night away, the never-ending romantic night of the lovers, is there in Krishna Leela, which employs the expansion and contraction of time and space. Here, expanded. One night, 4,300,000,000 years. And yet, they're left dissatisfied, in a sense, hankering for more. Right? Gurudev, it's then published by Srivad Bhakti Premik Siddhanti Maharaj, Religion of the Heart. Gurudev quoting perhaps Chandidas, could be Kalidas, but the Shamanam expressions of Srimati Radharani, and saying she can never be satisfied by any amount of union. Krishna is so sweet, so irresistible, so tasteful that one still hankers for more, no matter how much time. So Brahma Ratri, the Rasa Leela lasts for a night of Brahma, 4,300,000,000 years. And what do they say? It was like the blink of an eye. It was there and gone. Where is Krishna? Kahan Krishna Prananat Murli Vadan, Kahan Karun, Kahan Pan, Rajendra Nandan, Hey Rad, Hey Brajadevi Ke Chalalite, Hey Nanda Shuno Kutaha. The search for Sri Krishna. The substance of Krishna consciousness is in the search. That's indicated in different ways. Superior substance in the search, which implies separation. So, but those same Brajagopis, so they're saying that union was like the blink of an eye all that time. But in separation, what? Now, contraction of time and space, contraction, expansion of time, going in the opposite direction. They're saying the blink of an eye is like a yuga, like a day of Brahma. Intolerable amount of time. That's even more puzzling in a beautiful way. The blink of an eye is intolerable to them. So for those whose hearts genuinely possess and express such sentiments, 100 years of separation, unthinkable. Yet, after all that time, again, they're to meet their beloved Krishna in Kurukshetra on the plea of the religious observance at the solar eclipse. And what do we find? When they finally meet, the Srimati Radharani and Brajagopis cannot conceal their disappointment. We think, what's wrong with them? What's wrong with them is what is right with them. That there's only one Krishna for them. And this Dwaraka Krishna, in Vrindavan they have Brinda Aranya, the Brinda forest. And what does Radharani say? And here we see a Lok Aranya, a forest of people. You're surrounded by so many people, and these chariots and royal paraphernalia, and you're like, is this not an imposter? Is this actually Krishna minus the flute and the Gopavesh? Really? Really, Krishna? No flute and wearing this no cowherd dress? What kind of Krishna is that? Is that a Krishna who can satisfy the inner hankerings of our heart? We want to go back to Vrindavan on the banks of the Jamuna and the moonlit nights and hear the sweet sound of your flute, which is conspicuous by its absence. So there must be a remedy for this. Ahus chite nalina naba padaravindam yogeshware hridi vichanta magada bodhai sangsara kupa patito taranavalambam geham jusan api manasuriyat sadana. Srimati Radharani saying, like, before you told us, you sent that letter from Uddhava saying we should take up yoga and learn how to meditate. God is everywhere and everything, and just made us angry to hear that suggestion. Or we should become jnanis, engage in some philosophical analysis and understand that the divine is within everything. And they're saying, but you know who we are. We're girls, family people, and we want family life with you, and we won't be satisfied by anything less than your returning to Vrindavan. This is not for us. You really belong to us and to those moonlit nights in Vrindavan on the banks of the Jamuna, playing your flute in the appropriate dress, your gopavesh, your cowherd attire. And we won't accept anything less. We'll forgive maybe this Dwarka, Leela, some kind of temporary insanity. We'll just write it off as that. So now, Krishna, we will take you back to Vrindavan. Krishna said, I have some more things to do. I never forgot you for a moment. Don't think that. Actually, I'm always with you. It's my expansion. I have Swayam Prakash, Swayam Vilas. Rupa Goswami wrote about it. And that's how I do these Dwarka pastimes. Actually, I'm always with you. But to increase the intensity of the love and affection in your hearts, I make it appear as though we're separated for some time. And then that most irresistible type of love is expressed by your hearts, and I cannot but give myself to you. And what is his response to Radharani's proposal? Saying, Mayi bhaktir hi bhutanam amritataya kalpate distya marashin matsneho bhavatinam marapana. Everyone in the world considers it their good fortune if they can come in connection with me. Karmis trying to escape impending sinful reactions, jnanis, yogis, everyone, and even devotees, if they get connection with me, lato, right? They hit the lottery, they've got everything. Yam labdha chapram labham manyate narikam tataha. Saying, but I consider it my good fortune that I'm the object of the unparalleled, incomparable love and affection that is in your hearts. That I'm the object of that, that's my good fortune. Everyone else thinks it's good fortune to get my connection. I think it's my good fortune to have your connection. And Srimati Radharani is like very happy to hear that. And says, all right. He's ours. He's always been ours. Always will be ours. And he'll be back in a few days. But here, this Ratha Yatra, the journey in the chariot, means Krishna being overwhelmed in separation from Vrindavan. We're told that happens regularly in Dwaraka. On one hand, how heartbreaking is it for Krishna to be separated from his beloved Srimati Radharani and beloved Brajagopis. And the queens of Dwaraka, they noticed this, that sometimes they share things like queens, and they say, you know, sometimes in his sleep, Krishna's crying out the names of cows, but not only cows, sometimes of different girls, girlfriends from Vrindavan. And another queen will say, in his sleep, sometimes he's like, when he's awake, he's daydreaming. You can tell he's not here. His mind is somewhere else. They're sharing that. And Rohini has a place in Vrindavan, and Dwarka, they like to ask her about, tell us some Vrindavan pastimes. So Krishna, he regularly is feeling separation from the devotees in Vrindavan. But once a year, as Leela would have it, he can't take it anymore and has to go back to Vrindavan. But because he's in the throes of Dwaraka Leela, he has to have some excuse. Yogamaya is expert at supplying excuses to swell the progress of this Leela. So on the plea of visiting his hometown, like people feel, we call it nostalgia. Right? That's the original word. Like some pain in their heart for home or homesickness, they call it. But accounting for the possibility that someone might think, like, go to the hometown and in his sleep he's calling out the names of these girlfriends and this one Srimati Radharani, this visiting the hometown. So what is his excuse? And I'm taking my brother and sister with me, Balaram and Subhadra. We're going together. And they can monitor or chaperone Krishna, make sure he doesn't get in any trouble. But, in Brihad Bhagavatamritam, it's mentioned that when they go from, we know, from the Shalagram worshipping Brahmins of the South Indian king to Puri to Swargaloka, Indraloka, Brahmaloka, Shivaloka, Prahlad, Hanuman, Pandavas, Yadavas, Uddhava, and that Sudharma assembly where they're all waiting for Krishna's arrival. On the other side of the door, there's a doorway he enters through every day, and they're watching that. Imagine if you know a door is going to open and Krishna will walk through. One day he cannot get out of bed. He's so overwhelmed with nostalgia for Vrindavan. And everyone's worried. They're all talking about it. You know, Krishna didn't wake up today. And we're told, overhearing Rohini telling the queens about Vrindavan pastimes ignited a fire of separation in Krishna that was so intense that he started undergoing ecstatic bodily transformations, later exhibited as Mahaprabhu. But in this instance, so his arms are entering his body, his arms and legs, and his eyes are becoming astonishingly large, and he's assumed the form of Jagannath, and he's stunned and feeling separation from Vrindavan. He needs to be taken there. So once a year in Puri, Jagannath enacts this Rath Yatra pastime, and Anantadev is the ropes that pull the chariot and chariots, and they will describe in great detail every aspect of those chariots. Every horse, there's four horses in front of each one, their names, their histories, the little deities that are surrounding each one, and Jagannath, Subhadra, Balabhadra will make the journey from the Jagannath Mandir, which again is represents Dwarka, and go to Gundicha. So the day before, Mahaprabhu and his associates, knowing that this pastime will take place, they go to the Gundicha temple to cleanse the temple and make it fit for receiving Krishna. And Mahaprabhu conducts the cleansing pastimes with all of his devotees. Srup Damodar always right arm servitor in charge of everything, knowing the will and desires of Mahaprabhu. But Mahaprabhu is also giving direction. And like the sannyas, you have the Uttariya, two parts of the dress, Bahirvas, Uttariya. The Uttariya is meant originally like for begging. You would go and they put in here, and then you take that back to the mat or the ashram. This part was for begging. But Mahaprabhu, here, they'll be using their cloth to collect dust and dirt. And they have so many brooms and hundreds and thousands of water pots. And their style of cleaning, we've also seen in India, not only throwing water on the floor, but on the ceiling. We're not advising that here. to the enthusiastic servitors, but that's what they do. Throw it on the ceiling everywhere. And Mahaprabhu is overseeing this and noticing, like, how much did you collect? If someone doesn't have a lot of dirt to show, he is a little disappointed. And if he sees someone who's collected a lot, he's pointing to them. Look at, here's the standard. But we find Mahaprabhu in his own cloth has twice as much as more than anyone else. Right? And the devotees, while they're doing these activities, they're only taking the holy name. They're going like, Hare Krishna, Haribol, 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 Hare Krishna. To like, give me a pot, give me water. They only say Hare Krishna and Haribol. And they keep running back and forth. Sometimes the pots hit and smash and they're laughing. It's like a mad pastime. They're madly cleaning and laughing and chanting and singing. And there's always some delightfully mischievous devotee, but in a spiritual sense. So they're seeing, all this water and everything that maybe touched the lotus feet of Mahaprabhu. One devotee said, no, I have even a better idea. He takes his water pot and he's pouring it on the lotus feet of Mahaprabhu and then capturing the water on the other side and drinking that. And like one time would have been okay, maybe, but like he keeps doing it. And then Mahaprabhu says to Sri Ramakrishna, what is this? Like, he keeps pouring and drinking. You know. He said, who are these Bengali devotees you brought with you? And Swarup Damodar is like, I've seen them do this in India too. They still grab people by the ear when they chastise them and pull them away. But that devotee is very fortunate. And other devotees getting a little bit of Mahaprabhu's Charanamritam, actually. So, and we see that after once cleansing everything, there's a second cleansing, and it's significant. To go back and then see more fine things remain that should be removed. And the parallel given an interpretation as there's one level where we try and rid ourselves of gross anartha. unwanted, undesirable things also includes misconception. Because artha literally translates as meaning. So unartha means, you know, misconception as well. But so gross or more obvious things. But there needs to be a secondary cleanse of the more subtle things, certain types of mentality, duplicity, ego, enviousness, other things like that, that are not so easily identifiable or detectable. So he's doing this cleansing twice. And they make the singhasan and the very beautiful, it's shining and fit for the Lord when he will come the next day with Subhadra and Balabhadra. And so that's a cleansing. But different ways we think of this. Nitai Gaur Gadadhara Dvaita Srivas. What could be more pure than the heart of Gadadhar Pandit? Srimati Radharani. The very reason for the descent of Mahaprabhu is recognizing in her unparalleled superior devotion. Aparam kasyapi pranayi janamrindasya kutuki rasotstamam hrutva madaram upaboktam kamapiya rucham swam avavre dutim iha tadiyam sa chaitanya devaskritir atitaram na kripayatu. Rupa Goswami and one of his chaitanyastakams. One wasn't enough for Sri Rupa, he wrote three. Says, describe, how did this come about? And remember, Charitamritam begins with quotations, references, this Srup Damodar and Rupa Goswami. Saying, aparam kasyapi pranayi, surveying all of the lovers of Krishna, he sees one outshines all the others. Like Dyotamana Sundari, Sri Radha Thakurani, Srimati Radharani. To what degree Radha Madaya Hrade Tatyadra Braja Sundari in Ramananda Sambad, Gita Govinda being referenced, saying that he left the multitude, and what kind of multitude, depending upon the original sources? Billions of gopis or trillions of gopis who their divine forms are the personification of their dedicating self and tendencies, all uniquely beautiful, inconceivably beautiful. Ananda Chinmaya Sadhu, Ananda Chinmaya Rasa Pratibhavi Tavis Tabirya Eva Nijarupataya Kalavi Goloka Eva Nivasatya Kilatmabhuto Govinda Mari Purusham Tambaham Bajami. As Krishna expands, Radharani expands into Braja Gopis, Dwarka Queens, Lakshmis. So, but one leaves the Rasa Leela in a huff at the equal treatment, we say Gandharvika, Gandharva, Srimati Radharani, who's singing and dancing and chanting Krishna to the extreme. She displays superior singing and chanting, dancing than everyone and leaves. And Krishna, in the presence of a trillion inconceivably beautiful super servitors, feels the quality of the experience has gone down. But only one left. Why is the whole experience gone down? And that leads him to search for her. And finding her and observing her. And particularly seeing what is expressed from her heart in separation. From a secluded position, Krishna observes that. And kutuki means curiosity. And this aroused his curiosity, what it is like to be her. And to be her when she sees Krishna. Right? Krishna is not Krishna conscious. He's Krishna. Those who are Krishna conscious, they're conscious of Krishna. He's the Adi Purusha, the supreme enjoyer, the original male, all these things. He doesn't eat prasadam. Krishna is offered bhog. His remnants are prasadam. But we hear, the taste of prasadam is, you know, Krishna, what is it? Adharamritam, the nectar from the lips of Krishna. He can't taste that as Krishna. But he sees everyone else is going mad, tasting, you know, rasa vaisa. The ultimate reality is tasteful. This is a way of looking at it. Rasa, full of taste, not only the rasika shekhar enjoyer, but there's also tasteful. And seeing her, and particularly her reaction in being separated from Krishna, the depth of heart achieved, Mahabhav, Swarupini, Radha, Thakurani, and the subsequent ecstatic transformations leads him to want to experience that. Radha Bhava Dyuti Subalita. Enveloped in the heart and halo of Radharani, Sri Radhaya Pranaya, Mahima Kidrisho Vanayeva. Means the type of love that she alone possesses. That means Mahabhav. And what she tastes, the sweetness of her love, the ecstasy of that, all these things. That is why Mahaprabhu descended. Swarup Damodar identifies that. It's revealed in Chaitanya Charitamritam, not anywhere else. That's why Charitamritam was necessary. Was not revealed before that. Wonderful pastimes of Mahaprabhu were shown and demonstrated, and an expert might detect some hint of this, but it was only revealed and fully expressed in Sri Chaitanya Charitamritam, which comes from the notes of Swarup Damodar via Raghunath Das Goswami to Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, who's always referencing Swarup Damodar and Rupa Goswami as the basis of what he is asserting and revealing. So he's come for this very purpose. And as Srila Gurudev said, he said, what is the subject matter? Mahaprabhu's tasting subject matter. Those are the words he said. And this is the, he is not, he as Krishna, he knows everything there is to know about union and the joys of union, Milan. That's not why he took her position. It's separation from Krishna that she experiences, where the greatest depth of heart is achieved and the greatest expression of Krishna prema. That he wants to experience. So what are the zenith point of the pastimes? Ratyatra and Udavkari, the Brahmar Gita. That's where separation reaches its zenith point, causing Saraswati Thakur to echo the sentiments of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, saying, Vrindavan, we know, is for the hollow, shallow thinkers. And Guru Maharaj went, what? We're hearing all along, Vrindavan's for the highest section of liberated souls. And everything. It's for the hollow, shallow thinkers. And note, this is very contextual. Not the, you know, we go walk down the street saying, oh, did you hear? Not like that. It means in a particular level of contextual, like understanding and analysis. He's saying, you know, because what is Vrindavan famous? The land of union. Where union reaches its zenith point, you can say. But if greater depth of heart and yield of prema is achieved in separation, where's the zenith point for that? Not in Vrindavan, but in Kurukshetra, the 100 years separation from the girls cursing the Creator for making eyes that blink. That's where it reaches its zenith point. And in light of the World Cup, we give the following example that Guru Maharaj gave, saying, when the ball's going back and forth midfield, you know, it's not, you, they go, oh, all right, it went to this side, to that side. No big deal, not at all. But if you get so close to the goal and it just misses, we've heard in East London, where the West Ham team next to our Mott played, 100,000 people in the stadium, when the ball just misses the goal, you hear 100,000 people in unison go, oh! Imagine 100,000 people going, oh! And hitting their heads and crying and pounding the ground. They can do that for a football game. Right? As Devashish Prabhu said, when there was a billboard in London that said, for some people think football is like a matter of life and death, but it's more important than that. Right? So they can say that about that, right? And more power to them. We can share that, at least in principle, understand. But if you can have that kind of feeling for this play, there's another type of play. The divine pastime, Leela of Krishna, where magnify those sentiments, you know, ad infinitum, millions of times. And then you can begin to have some insight into the sort of heart of the Braja Gopis. Gopi Bhavita, Bhavita Rasamritam Dila, Gopi Bhava Rasamritam Dila Hari. Right? Gopi Bhav, that means the Gopi heart. What's in there? And when they get so close to Krishna and Kurukshetra, but cannot score the goal, meet in the desired way, what a great loss. And their leader, Srimati Radharani, she saves the day. So Mahaprabhu, he's come to experience what she experiences at the separation zenith point. That's his, his tasting matter. Repeat, and how? 24 hours a day for the last 12 years of his manifest pastimes behind closed doors with Srup Damodar and Ramananda. Repeat, diving deep into that plane, relishing those sentiments. Hunger produces relish. The greatest hunger produces the greatest relish. And we could say on loan, but not. It says, Ritva, he stole them. Radharani is not going to part easily with this. So, when Guru Maharaj said, he's plundered her heart. And I thought, Guru Maharaj says it, I accept that. But also, part of my seva is to find other references that support what he says in case someone says, well, how can he say this? Yeah. And it's there in Rupa Goswami and the Chaitanya Astakam. But we find an ontological quandary in Charitamritam, where Gadadhar Pandit is compared to Rukmini. And we understand from Guru Maharaj, Radharani expands out of Dwarka, Vrindavan. Vrindavan, heart above intellect. Dwarka, a reversal. Radharani expanding out of Dwarka, out of Vrindavan into Dwarka is Satyabhama. Chandravali as Rukmini. They have a role reversal there. And so, why is Kaviraj Goswami comparing Gadadhar Pandit to Rukmini? As Guru said, absence the Bhama Bhav, that loving, opposing nature of Srimati Radharani, which in Saith Krishna makes him more excited and thrilled. It's been plundered. So the remainder, sometimes Guru said, facsimile. He even used the word, he said, carcass, meaning carcass. Yeah. A facsimile of herself. Absent the heart and halo. When Gadadhar Pandit asked permission to go to Vrindavan, denied. Permission denied. The queen of Vrindavan, denied. Why? Intolerable to go in this condition there. Mahaprabhu saving Gadadhar Pandit from that. So that Gadadhar Pandit, comparable to Rukmini, when absent the Bhama Bhav of Radharani, so perfectly described by Kaviraj Goswami and perfectly defended by Srila Guru Maharaj. So, as Bhaktivinoda Thakur gave the Bhagavat Arka Marichi Mala, Bhagavatam is an 18,000 rayed sun, in this sense, the slokas of the Bhagavatam, if each one's like a ray. He collected 1,000 Bhagavat rays, presents them in Bhagavat Arka Marichi Mala, Sambandha Abhideya Prayojan, etc. And it's wonderful. And when possible, we should study that carefully. But Guru Maharaj got, and that came as a direct order from Swarup Damodar to Bhaktivinoda Thakur to do that. And Guru Maharaj got some inspiration to do a collection of like 200 or 300 slokas. And wrote the introductory pranams, like one for Veda Vyas, another one for Gadadhar Pandit. And I believe the Gadadhar pranam gives us an understanding of the selection criteria for the quality of slokas that Guru Maharaj would include. And in that Gadadhar pranam says, you know, Nilam Bodhi Tate Sada Suviraha Kepan Bitam Bandabam Srimad Bhagavati Katha Madhiraya Sanjeevayan Bhatiya Srimad Bhagavatam Katha Swanaya Katha Pujayam Payanai No Ashru Payanai Pujayam Goshami Prabharo Gadadhara Vibhur Bhuyat Madeka Gati. So we're always saying Swarup Damodar, Lalita Sakhi, is in a position to counsel Mahaprabhu, who's Krishna under the influence of Radharani. Swarup Damodar knows very well, when she's lost in divine madness, Swarup Damodar maintains his composure as Lalita Sakhi and can supply slokas, songs, advice. So, Swarup's position is incomparable in Gaur Lila. Swarupam Bibhranu Jagatatulyam Adaita Daita. But who else? There would be two people in a position to know what that experience is like. Lalita Sakhi, and of course, Gadadhar Pandit, Srimati Radharani. So, what does it say there? Nilam bodhi tate tata. Nilam bodhi tate sudha. That on the shore of the beautiful broad blue ocean, like sometimes it's called Nilachala, Jagannath Puri. There is Mahaprabhu, and what is it? Svaviraha. He's in the mood of Srimati Radharani, experiencing separation from himself, the supreme positive in the guise of the supreme negative, experiencing separation from himself, Svaviraha. In the company of his dear friend, Gadadhar Pandit. So now think, this now Krishna is enveloped in the heart and halo of Radharani, which is terra incognita previously. And there's Radharani as Gadadhar Pandit saying like, oh, when this feeling comes, Bhagavatam, this sloka, this will give you some relief. So, Kepamitam, Srimad Bhagavati Katha Madiraya. Means wine. So, in this sense, intoxicant. Gurmukh said, when someone is feeling so much pain and separation from their beloved, another friend comes and says, like, here, drink some of this. You know? And then they drink that, and then gradually the anguish in their heart, they get some relief. But here, what is the Madira, the wine? The intoxicating substance are these slokas of the Bhagavatam. So Gadadhar Pandit knows very well those feelings, saying, hear this sloka, and singing that sloka. And Mahaprabhu is approaching a death-like condition. The 10th stage of separation is death. And all the devotees, though they feel that, they don't die because they realize that'll make Krishna unhappy. But they feel like dying. So in a death-like state, these intoxicating slokas are being supplied in like sanjeevan and bringing them back to life. But there's so much heart, a highest, deepest heart involved in this. Gadadhar Pandit is crying. And we're told, and the tears pouring down the face of Gadadhar Pandit are like lotus flower tears falling onto the pages of the Bhagavatam as he reads the slokas and washing away the characters as if to suggest we won't know what that is at this time. So, and Srila Guru would say, Goshami Prabhuro Gadadhara Vibhur Bhuyat Mareka Gati. Let that best of the Goshamins, Gadadhar Pandit, be the object, my only object in making this offering. So it gives a hint of his selection criteria. But all of these things, any and all, would be totally unknown if it were not for Bhaktivinod Thakur. And incidentally, in Lakta, in St. Petersburg, Srila Gurudev said, with reference to the worship of Gaur Gadadhar, he said, that is the private bhajan chamber of Bhaktivinod Thakur. And that was enough. So, and Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur in the concluding words of Chaitanya Charitamritam sees on when he says, I look deeply at my gurus Gorkishoras Babaji Maharaj and Bhaktivinoda Thakur, I see Srup Damodar and Gadadhar Pandit. So that Bhaktivinoda Thakur, what is his gift to the world? Guru Maharaj identifies in his Bhaktivinoda Virahadasakam, but also in a short and sweet sloka, Guru Dham Granthadam Gaura Dham Namadam Muda Bhakti Dham Buridam Bande Bhakti Vinodadam Muda. Saying he gave us everything. You see, all of our books, all of our songs, revealed Mahaprabhu's birthplace, the ontological cartography of Navadvip Dham and the Navadvip Dham Mahatmyam. But this wealth, Srila Gurudev said very beautifully, what brought Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur to this world? He said, being irresistibly drawn to the wealth in the melted heart of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. That's why he came. His personal attraction to that and desire and earnestness to distribute that wealth to others. Needed a distributor. So what did he also give us? Identify Guru Dham. He gave us Guru, meaning Srila Saraswati Thakur, the distributor of the wealth of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. When Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, in his lifetime, he saw the composition Bhaktivinoda Viraha, Dasakam of Guru Maharaj. And when he saw it, there are many lines of it. One I like very much when he says, Ramanu Jai Nasimha Natat. He's saying Ramanuja, etc., like Ramanuja Madhva, etc. He's not saying he's their equal. He's saying he has surpassed them in what he has given. And many things are given there that are very beautiful. Each sloka. But the one that Saraswati Thakur showed some special appreciation for and led him to ask, he said, who composed this? And it was a Prakrita Bhakti Saranga Goswami Maharaj who was there with him. He said, Sridhar Maharaj. And Saraswati Thakur said, Sridhar Maharaj is not composed of this. He said, Bhaktivinoda Thakur has written this through him. Like, it's that perfect. And that's when he said, although I may soon leave this world, I came here to give something, the wealth of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. One man has received it. Now I can rest assured that I will be fully and properly represented and the aftermath of my leaving this world. And what was that? I'll just conclude with this, that Sri Gaura Anumatam Sarupaviditam Rupagrajenadritam Rupadye Paribeshitam Raghu Gunai Ashvaditam Sevitam Jivadye Abirakshitam Shukra Shiva Brahma Samanitam Sri Radha Parasevanamritam Aho Tadatumisho Bhavam. Aho means, oh, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, this is your gift to the world. He's identifying what it is. And in expressing this, we see his capacity to weigh and assess the different positions of Mahaprabhu, his parshadas. So he says, Sri Gauranumutam, what Gauranga came down for, the real purpose? Swarup Viditam, Swarup Dhamanar knows that. Again, it's in Charitamritam. Kaviraj Goswami is saying, if anyone knows really, truly who Mahaprabhu is and the nature of his descent, it's from Swarup Dhamanar. Swarup Viditam, Rupagrajain Adritam. And that very thing, that very reason, is worshipped by Sanatan Goswami Prabhu. So he still hasn't said what it is yet. He said, why Mahaprabhu came down? Srip Damodar knows, and that very thing, worshipped by Sanatan Goswami Prabhu. Rupadye Pariveshitam, and distributed by Rupa and et al. And his associates, and Raghu Gunai Ashraditam, relished by Raghunath Das Goswami, Raghu Gunai, and his group, meaning Krishnas Kaviraj Goswami, they're relishing it, it's becoming enhanced in the process. Jiva Dyeya Virakshitam, and Jiva Goswami, Baladev Bidyabhushan, like Guru Maharaj's name, Rukkak, Rakshitam, they're protecting this divine substance from being adulterated or from those who would challenge its authenticity or legitimacy. Jiva Dyeya Virakshitam, Sukha Shiva Brahma, and he later included Uddhava, are aspiring for a drop of this divine substance. Then the natural question comes, what is it? He's saying, Sri Radha Padasevanamritam, the nectar of the service of the holy lotus feet of Srimati Radharani, Radha Dasyam, that is Bhaktivinoda Thakur's gift to the world. And that's why Mahaprabhu came down, for the same reason. To glorify her, jadi gorna hoita tabiki hoita kemari daritam dehe, radhar mahima prema rasasima jagata janata ke. Radhar mahima, to express her glories to the world. When Krishna says that a braja gopis, na pareham niravadya samyudam, I said in the Gita, I reciprocate, yeyatamam prapadyante, I can't with you. Your hearts are so pure. What the substance in your heart is so valuable, even giving myself wholly to you isn't adequate. So let virtue be its own reward. You yourselves are the celebration of that, the personification of the highest sort of self-giving and self-sacrifice. So you made me break my promise. I cannot repay you. But then Guru said, then what? Krishna said, if I come as Mahaprabhu and tell the world how great is Radharani and the Brajagopis and your love for Krishna, that would be some compensation. I can tell everyone how great you are and how great is your love. And what is your love called? It's called Krishna consciousness. And the movement to expand, distribute this love to others called the Krishna Consciousness Movement. So he's saying, Bhakti Vinoda, this is your gift to the world. Oh, what a wonderful thing you've done. And we should point out that, so he's saying, oh, directly praying to Bhakti Vinoda Thakur, what about his guru? The next verse says, so you, Bhakti Vinoda Thakur, are so great, your gift is so wonderful, inconceivably wonderful. If you give me the grace to become a servitor of your dear Dvaita Das, that means Saraswati Thakur, then I would consider that my life's greatest good fortune. So Saraswati Thakur is like, oh, this is so perfect. Bhaktivinoda Thakur has written this through him. And it's not a coincidence, mere coincidence, that Bhaktivinoda Thakur just disappeared on the Amavasya of Gadadhar Pandit, same time.
One more question comes from...
I don't think so. Hare Krishna. Next time. So... Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur Tirubhav Mahamahotsavati Ti Ki Jai. Srila Gadadhar Pandit Tirubhav Mahamahotsavati Ti Ki Jai. Srila Gundicha Marjan Ki Jai. And we'd like to sing this Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Daya Koro More. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Daya Koro More. Chaitanya Prabhu Toma Bina Kedayalu Jagata Majare Toma Bina Kedayalu Patita Pavana Hetu Tava avatara mm-hmm. shamo patita prabhu na pai beara. Ha ha prabhu nityananda premananda suki. Kripa bolo kana karo ami boro duki. Doya koro sitapati adaita gosai. Tava kripa bole pai chaitanya nitai. Goro prema moitanu pandita gadadhara. Srinivasa haridasa doyara sagara. Gora prema moyatanu pandita gadadhan. Srinivasa haridasa doyara sagara. Ha ha swarup sanatana rupa ragunata. Bata juga sri jivaha prabhu lokanata. Doya koro sri acharya prabhu srinivasa. Ramachandra sango mage narottama dasa. Doya koro Prabhupada Sri Gaura Prakasha. Tava jana kripa mage ei adama dasa. Hari Haraya Nama Krishna Yadavaya Namaha. Hari Haraya Nama Krishna Yadavaya Namaha. Yadavaya Madhavaya Keshavaya Namaha. Gopal Govinda Ram Sri Madhusudan. Giridhari Gopinath Madana Mohan. Sri Chaitanya Nityananda Sri Adaita Chandra. Garadhara Sivasari Gaura Bhakta Vinda. Jai Rupa Sanatan Bhatta Raghunath. Sri Jiva Gopala Bhatta Dasa Raghunath. Echai Gochai Kori Charana Vandan. Jaha Hoite Vignanas Avista Puran. Echai Gochai Jar Mui Taroda. Tansavara Padarenu Moda Panchagras. Tandara Charana Sevi Bhakta Sanevas. Janame Janame Mor Ehi Abhilas. Chai go chai jabe braje koilovas. Radha Krishna Nitya Lila Korilo Prakash. Anande Bolo Hari Bhaja Vrindavan. Sri Guru Vaishnava Pade Majai Aman. Sri Guru Vaishnava Pad Padma Koriyas. Hori Nam Sankirtan Kahe Narottama Das. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Vishnupad Paramahansa Parivrajaka Charjasa Terasada Sri Srimaj Vilbhakti Sundar Govinda Dev Goswami Maharaj Ki Jai.